Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America time right here. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're not weird. We're different. You can email us again at sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source is with us, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. Laura Snoke, a good friend for many years, an attorney, will be with us, big sports fan. Aaron Fishman has written a book on Japanese baseball, a baseball gaijin, Chasing a Dream to Japan and Back, and we'll talk to him about that book. And we'll play some Barron sports trivia and find out what Laura and Art know and don't know late at night. What we can talk about? All right, there's been no bigger college football fan than yours truly. There were days when I'd watch a Saturday at starting at 9 a.m. Pacific till midnight Pacific, 15 hours of watching 15 different games or as many games as I could fill in. There were days that I brought the TV from the bedroom to the living room so I could watch two games at once. I mean, it never ended. And then Mark Emmert a few years ago, head of the NCAA, gave the transfer rule and the NIL, and I started lessening my enjoyment of college football while college football was here, and now we don't have a Pac-12. So I want to talk to Art and Laura about how they feel about it, how much if they still feel the same way. And, you know, Art played college football, fine kicker for the Trojans. So, I mean, he was close to it. And Laura, big UCLA fan, she'd go to all the games. We'll talk to them about that. We can talk about certainly baseball and injuries. And USA Today on Friday, they had an article on the team with the most injuries. You might be surprised. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And guess what? Jim Harbaugh has changed his mind. Now he's really not going to ask Colin Kaepernick to coach this year, maybe next, or maybe in, I don't know, 2030 or something like that. All this and more straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their Buy More, Save More offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Later, Aaron Fishman and his fine book, A Baseball Gaijin, story of Tony Barnett, who left the United States to pitch in Japan for 6 years. We'll talk to him later, but right now, Art, former kicker for the Trojans of USC, later the Rams, and Laura, who is a big sports fan, opened the show talking about the fact that I used to be able to watch college football from 9 o'clock Pacific time until midnight Pacific time. Sometimes I'd bring the TV from the other room in and I could watch two games at once. But then, of course, about 5 years ago, Mark Emmert of the NCAA destroyed the whole thing with the transfer portal and the NIL nonsense. And it gets worse and worse. No Pac-12. Now, Laura, you're a big sports fan. You used to go to all the UCLA games. Are you as big a college football fan? College football's here. Are you as big a college football fan as you were before?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the business of sports has always been, there's always been contradictions between the business of sports and the playing of sports, right? So it's kind of like, how do you separate the art from the artist? And if you love the game, then I think as a fan, you just sort of swallow all of the business problems and just try to enjoy the game. I agree with you on the demise of the Pac-12, which is just a tragedy, but I'm not so sure I agree with you on the NIL. I think there had to be some way to compensate the players. And the obscene amount of money that the schools were making off of essentially their labor, and particularly those players that may get a little bit but not go on to a future glory, I think generally it's, I'm in favor of the change.
Laura, Artie and I have been talking about this for years, ever since it was announced that the NIL would begin. Yeah, it's fine. I've always fought for the players, too. But a quarterback shouldn't make more than the right tackle. That's the argument we've had. Everybody should make the same. Because
Fred, we just found out that Caleb Williams took a pay cut, being the number one draft pick in the NFL. I mean, he was making almost $9 million, they said, from all his advertising and with Wendy's and all these companies. And then, you know, the NFL has a player contract set up for the rookies based on what was, you know, going on like 7 or 8 years ago in the Bradford case, where he got so much money and he never panned out. And the veterans were really flying, you know, they were really upset about it. So, I mean, the bottom line is, at what point in time does a guy like Cam Rising, who's, I think, in his seventh year at Utah, does he really want to leave making $2 million in Salt Lake City, living high on the hog? I mean, what a great deal. And, I mean, you're seeing college players playing in 8 years now. You know, it's one guy at Miami, a tight end, is in his ninth year. I mean, who would have ever thought that would happen? But, I mean, you know, going back to the Pac-10 or the Pac-12, you know, Oregon State and Washington State have a great chance to be champions this year, which, you know, you could have never said that in a long time.
Laura,
but I look at it. Go ahead.
Laura,
go ahead.
You're an attorney, a sports fan. Respond to what Artie just said concerning players making more on the collegiate side than they could in the pro side.
You know, isn't that just the market? Free enterprise. I mean, if you believe in free enterprise, then people should be able to market their labor and get what they can. I mean, it's a short-lived career, as we know. There's not a lot of longevity, particularly in football. So I don't know. I mean, maybe there should be NIL for teams, or, you know.
Or maybe a collective. Where they put the money in there,
like,
and group,
like in restaurants,
pay the quarterbacks X amount of dollars, and the running backs, because that's what essentially the NFL's done.
Or
a running back
used
to be a lot more valuable in the NFL than he is now, right? Now running backs are like, yeah, we don't want to give you anybody.
Laura, what happens if the left tackle is only making $100,000 and the quarterback's making $7 to $9 million, and some big gambler comes up to the left tackle? And he responds with, you know what, if you miss a couple of blocks, we'll give you $250,000 or $1 million or something like that. So the gambling aspect, don't you think it opened it up totally, the gambling aspect? If because selfishness and envy and jealousy and things like this are involved now, Laura, your comments.
You know, my father, who was a typical, very moralistic, and product of the Enlightenment Renaissance man, was completely against gambling, period. He thought it was immoral. As somebody who loves to play blackjack and would love to learn how to play poker, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do. I think that the gambling, it's obscene, really. I mean, every ad is an ad for gambling.
And how many people are being affected by that, Laura, in their lives, in their family?
A lot.
Because, I mean, there are people, gambling is just as bad as any other, you know, vice, maybe even worse, because financially, I've seen a lot of people over the years who exceed their means, and all of a sudden they find themselves, and you see the little disclaimers at the bottom of, you know, all the bit, you know, MGM and all that stuff.
Little is the operative word.
Right.
The National Football League, just decided that every player has to take a course in gambling, teaching them they can't gamble on the NFL. They can't gamble on anything from the locker room or anywhere near the locker room.
Which I agree with, Fred.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Laura, you even though you don't play poker, you were about to tell, you were told me off the air, you had a poker story for us all.
Oh, yeah, I have a great – so it's actually sort of a legal story. It's not really a sports story, but I happen to represent a very small client in a huge class action lawsuit involving the installation of galvanized pipes that were causing leaks all over the Santa Clarita Valley. And for some reason, my client wanted me to participate in all the plaintiffs' deliberations, and I happened to be – in a room with some of the top plaintiff's lawyers in the city, in the state. And there were about eight of us. And in the other room, which was about 100 times bigger, there were all the defense attorneys and all the insurance company representatives and all the manufacturers' representatives, over 100 people easily. And we sat there and played poker. Of course, I don't even know how to play poker. So I lost every hand. We played with $20 worth of dimes. And it was just an interesting contrast. But what's really amazed me was how many different games of poker there are. Because everybody had a different game.
Oh, Fred, I mean, likes lowball.
I was not completely lost in the case, but I was completely lost in the poker game.
Well, you know what's funny to go along with that, Laura? My family, being a Sicilian family, you know, from Alhambra, California, South Pass. Every Sunday we get together, the aunts, the uncles, the kids, and everybody play poker. And I mean, it was heated, let me tell you. And I would, as kids, we would all watch. And, you know, you'd five card stud, five card draw, you know, low ball, which I was fascinated by that too. I always said, so you're trying to get the worst hand you can? That's usually me anyway.
We had, my dad had poker games when I was 5 years of age. So I learned to play poker when I was five. And I've said this story before. When I was in kindergarten, I could not pronounce the letter L. Matter what. So I had to go to a speech class after kindergarten, and kindergarten ended like 12:30 or 1. And my grandmother lived, my dad's mom lived closer than we did. So I'd go there for lunch. And while I was eating lunch, she taught me every game imaginable with cards, every single one. So my point is,
I wish I could have been there.
Except bridge. I can't play bridge.
I can't either. When I go to the country club, they always want to sit out and play bridge, and I'm like, oh, I got to go.
That's about the only game that I never played. And my dad was a low ball player. So, folks, if you know poker, the object is to get four of a kind or a straight flush. But in low ball, the secret is to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in some games, even that's a loser. So then you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Depending on how you're playing the low ball game. So I used to go to Gardena.
You lost me already.
my dad, everybody knew my dad at Gardena. So he had to be 21 at the time. And
had five cards that didn't match at all, you have a good chance to win in low ball.
Yeah, you had a chance, but they let me in at a younger age because they knew my dad. And it was quite a growing up period, to tell you the truth. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. We're going to come back and play some Barron Sports trivia with Laura and with Art. And, of course, Art being 127 years of age, see if he can stay up and answer these questions. And you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Yeah, it's that time again. Barron's Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight America. And Laura calls herself the world's worst trivia player. We'll find out. Art, of course, being 127, takes legal medicinal products to stay up and answer these questions. And Artie, what are you taking to answer the questions correctly?
Well, we've been talking about this great new product coming out that's a nootropic that really helps you enhance your focus and clarity, gives you that stimulation you need at my age to stay up late at night, also accelerates your learning ability. You know, nootropics are something that's been around for a long time. But as we get older, with the onset of so many people coming up with Alzheimer's, I got a joke about that. You meet new friends every day, which is kind of fun. But no, it's not funny because it isn't, because it's ruined a lot of families. And I just try to keep on top of things. You know, we're going to get these guys as our sponsor in the fourth quarter. They wanted, you know, the fiscal year and all that stuff. So we're looking forward to having a relationship with them and getting the product out there. So I'm excited about it, and I hope everybody else is out there on Sports Overnight America.
I certainly hope you answer these questions correctly and not embarrass us right here on Sports Overnight America.
Ooh, I love the pressure.
Laura, the world's worst trivia player, are you ready?
As ready as I ever am.
There we go.
There we go. This Hall of Fame outfielder appeared in the movie Naked Gun in 1986. He appeared as himself in the movie Naked Gun in 1986. Hall of Fame outfielder. Laura, you have any idea?
Well, I know it wasn't O.J. Simpson.
That's what I was thinking. He wasn't a Hall of Fame outfielder. The Hall of Fame,
exactly.
I thought I might know.
I do know that.
Who did he play for, Freddie?
At one point, he played for the Angels.
Really?
Yeah.
Hall of
at the end of his career.
I'm going to go. I'm going to let Laura come out there, but Laura, I'm going to give you a hint. All right. Started his career in Oakland. Had a candy bar named after him.
A candy bar.
Played for the Yankees, Laura.
The more clues are making me more.
He was the stir that stirred the drink. The straw that stirred the drink.
He hit pretty well. Left-handed slugger. Hall of Famer. Art, take it away.
Reginald Martinez Jackson, better known as Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
All right, Art, this one's for you. Highest career in the history of baseball in on-base percentage. Highest career in baseball history for on-base percentage.
Might going have all the way back, we can go back into like even, you know, the 1800s and stuff.
You can go all the way back.
I got highest two choices.
Go ahead.
I got Barry Bonds or Ty Cobb. Which one do you want, kid? Laura?
I don't think it's either one of them.
Okay, good.
But I don't know who it is.
Let me tell you, he hit a 482. He had a 482 on-base percentage in his career.
Wow.
So he got on base one every two times.
It's got to be somebody prior to 1925 is all I could think of at that point in time. But I'm going to go with Ty Cobb.
Laura, you have any idea?
Other than that, I don't think it was Ty Cobb.
How about if I said Red Sox?
Hawks and Johnny Bench.
How about if I said he managed the Senators in the late 1960s?
Oh, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams,
482. Yeah.
Ted Williams.
That's unbelievable.
I should have known that because that was on the tip of my tongue, Ted Williams.
The splendid splitter. 48 times out of 100, he got on base.
Because he walked over.
I could see why.
Really well.
He didn't have many other people in the lineup either. They didn't do anything in those days.
All right, you know, everybody talks about most home runs in the history of baseball, Barry Bonds at 762, of course. But they don't talk about the most RBIs in the history of baseball. Laura, in his career, who has the most RBIs in the history of MLB?
Know this too.
You gotta play a long time.
What team did he play for? I need hints. I'm telling you, I'm the worst trivia player in the world.
The Braves.
He played for the Braves. Okay.
Henry.
Oh, yes, Hank Aaron. Yeah.
You say Hank Aaron?
Yeah.
Artie said, oh, Henry. Yeah. Is it Henry Aaron, Artie?
I think so.
2,257.
Because he played all those years, Fred.
Yeah.
And he hit, 40 home runs every year and had 100 and something RBI. Yeah, it made a lot of sense.
2,296.
What a great, gentleman he was, too.
All right.
Doesn't he have the second most home runs, Hank Aaron?
755.
And he should have the most since there's no asterisk.
Up to thank you.
Barry Bonds, 762. All right, Artie. First player in the history of baseball to hit at least 40 homers in both leagues.
Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson, you're saying with the Cardinals and
the Reds and the Orioles.
Reds and the Orioles. You say Frank Robinson, huh? Laura, is that correct?
Sounds like a good answer to me.
You'd both be wrong.
Was it Ralph Kiner?
Yeah, you'd be wrong too.
Give us a hint.
Third baseman.
Both leagues, third baseman.
Braves and the Tigers.
Eddie Matthews?
Braves and the Tigers. First guy to hit 40 home runs in both leagues.
Braves?
Darrell Evans is the answer to the question.
From Pasadena? From Pasadena.
I think you should take another awaken right here.
I'm taking one right now. That's all.
On Sports Over North America. All right, in our last couple of minutes in this segment, you notice what Laura is wearing. So she probably was watching the DNC convention much of this week. My question to both of you, and you got, I don't want to say his name. And
Dr. Drake, you can't say that anymore?
And Artie's on the other side, but here's the question. Sports is going on, baseball's going on, getting a football and the whole thing on Thursday. I mean, preseason football on Thursday. Laura, what percentage of the time were you watching the Dodgers and baseball versus the percentage of the time that you were paying attention to the convention?
I watched every night of the convention, and I checked in with the Dodgers score on my phone, but I didn't watch any of the game because I watched.
Kidding.
It was an historical convention, and I'm involved in the campaign, and I wanted to evaluate how I felt the convention was, how it was being perceived by the small sliver of undecided voters in the small amount of states that are going to decide the election. So I felt I did keep up with the score, kind of watched, put it on game day so I could see what was happening, but. No, I didn't watch any of the games. And tonight, I'm not sure. Anyway.
You got 49ers and the Rams tonight. Excuse me, 49ers and the Raiders.
I'm going to watch the Raider game.
All right, so Artie, you're on the other side. Percentage that you watch the convention versus watching baseball or football or
anything. You know, Fred, the funny thing is my dad ran the Democratic Party of Ohio in the 70s. So I still love the old Democratic Party, although I don't quite recognize it as much as I used to. But I did watch a lot of both conventions, because I believe in the American dream, which is, you know, we've got our two-party system. And, you know, I just want transparency. That's really what I want. I want to hear the issues. I want to hear, you know, the priorities on everybody's ticket and how we're going to get ourselves out of this $35 trillion mess and still be. We could disagree, but we could disagree with class and civility. And that's what I want to see happen, you know. And so I did. I watched both conventions. I'm a political nut. I'd be the first to admit it. And I love our country. I want to see us do well.
Does Jacqueline agree with you politically?
Yeah. Well, she's actually more adamant than I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm, you know, she's all in. She's MAGA. MAGA.
Okay. I agree with you, Art. I watched the Republican convention also. I didn't watch as much of it as I did the Democratic convention, but I think it's important for us to see what the other party is involved with and doing and saying.
Okay, we're going to come back with Aaron.
And no matter who wins, you guys, you know what? I'm going to back that person because they're still the president of the United States.
Baseball Gaijin, published by Sports Publishing. And then we'll come back to Laura, the world's worst trivia expert, and Art from Galaxy Sports on Sports Overnight.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Turn up, switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information.
With Sponsored Progressive's Name IBM. Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And Aaron Fishman's our guest, a baseball gaijin chasing a dream to Japan and back. And Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. It's good to be here.
You know, a lot of us remember Hideo Nomo coming from Japan to America, well, almost 30 years ago, hard to believe now. And certainly a lot of Japanese players have playing and have played in America. But going the other way is sort of unique. And this book, A Baseball Gaijin, printed by Sports Publishing at Amazon.com, talks about Tony Barnett, a guy in 2010 who was in the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA system. He was making $2,100 a month, like $25,000 a year. Japan offered him $500,000, and he decided to take the flight. And you're wearing his hat, and we'll talk about it. And tell us exactly what happened with Tony. It was just the money, or what was it?
The money was the big draw at first, and he's been open and honest about that. But it just changed and transformed his life and career and life. He didn't expect to be spending six seasons in Tokyo. He essentially left as kind of like a boy and returned a man. He got married over those 6 years. He and his wife had their first daughter over that time, and he was just an overly emotional pitcher who would just get derailed at the first sign of disaster on the mound. And he just became much more even keeled. He never lost that passion or intensity. He developed his pitch repertoire, developed a nasty cutter and a splitter that opponents just didn't know what to do with. And then also off the field culturally with the language barrier and everything else, it just really broadened his horizons and just made him that much more complete of a person, and just more patient and understanding. And it changed his life, basically.
All right. Tell the folks, again, your cap, the Swallows, what kind of team are the Swallows compared to the other clubs in Japan?
So they're the longtime intra-city rivals of the Yomiuri Giants, who are a lot more well-known, essentially the Yankees of Japan. And I refer to them as a long-suffering franchise. They did have a little bit of a golden
like the Angels.
Era. Yeah, so they had a little bit of a they definitely did have a golden era in the 90s and early 2000s, where they appeared in four Japan series and ended up winning three championships. But it's kind of like I likened it to Lakers and Clippers in a sense, over historically, just where every year the Clippers are one of the worst teams in the league, and for decades and decades the Swallows barely even had a winning season, whereas their crosstown rivals, the Giants, were winning championships left and right. So just like night and day, the cachet and prestige of those two respective franchises. And their fans don't like each other, their players don't like each other, and Tony got in on that as well.
Art, you've lived in Japan, so you know the story. Talk to Aaron with us.
You know, we were talking off the air a little bit about, you know, me growing up in Japan as a young man. My dad worked for the State Department. And I went to, you know, Yokohama Lighthouse Elementary School. And then I wound up working for Mizuno in the late 70s and in the 80s. And I really became a fan of Japanese baseball because as a young man, that's all I had. And I got to watch the legendary Sada Haruo hit a lot of home runs. I was a Tokyo Yamamori Giants fan, but I became infatuated with the Yakult Swallows because they were the underdogs. They were always the team that was trying to fight, you know, and you had your two divisions, your American League, your National League in Japan as well. But what we talked about a little bit, Aaron, and you can talk to the public about this, the great fans we have, is the difference in terms of how hard the players are training. Not to say that the major league players don't train real hard, But I saw up close and personal in spring training in Arizona in the late 70s and 80s how hard these guys, even the American players that were thinking about going over there and play, they started to get second thoughts about it because it was like, were they cross-country runners or what are they doing? Because they really are physically, they were physically just put to the test. Your thoughts, Aaron?
Yeah, totally. It's such a stark contrast just how hard they practice over there. And it can be a shock to the system. So Tony's first spring camp in Okinawa, it was just, he was expecting to just kind of be efficient, get in the morning, get your work in, and then leave by just early afternoon, late morning, early afternoon. And this is a little bit of a, not a tangent, but not directly related to what you just said, but Tony and Frankie De La Cruz, his other Gaijin teammate in spring that first year, they thought of it also as not just working hard in spring training, but that optics were extremely important and seniority was very highly valued. So if you're new to the team, even if you've done everything that you feel like you're supposed to do, you don't leave before a veteran leaves. Everyone leaves at the same time. It's also called WA, or team harmony. And that's a societal concept that's stressed as well, where you just don't want to highlight
I dealt with it when I worked for Mizuno. Yeah. These guys, if we got up at 5:30, they were up at 5:15. If we got up at 5:15, they were up at 5 o'clock ready to go. It was like a very competitive environment to, you know, it was called World Win, which is bringing their equipment into the United States. But I mean, yeah. I'll tell you what, unbelievable work ethic. I will say that.
And it's very collectivistic, the society. So it inspires greatness as a team and as a group. But if you're doing something as an individual to stand out, whereas in Western cultures like our own, that would be celebrated. It's looked down upon there because it's seen as detracting from the broader group and collective. Whereas if you're all working together toward a common goal, then that lifts you up as an individual. That's the philosophy in Japan. So very different. And yeah, they work hard, extremely hard. Nothing really that Tony could have read or no one he could have talked to could have prepared him for that difference specifically.
Laura Snoke, you're a major league sports fan. You've never been to Japan? Have you watched Japanese baseball?
You know, I haven't, but it's interesting because in addition to the work ethic in Japan, there's so much of a culture more of politeness. And I think you see that in the Japanese players who play here. Like, I'm always struck how Shohei, he takes off of his gear and puts it in a little pile, as opposed to most of the players just throw it away so that the ball kids can get it. So I think that it's a very interesting cultural difference. And I would imagine that it's difficult to reconcile oneself going back and forth between the different cultures.
Yeah, and I talk about his interpreter a lot in the book, Go Fujisawa, who was the same age as Tony, and Go's first year as an interpreter for an NPB team was Tony's first year in Japan, so they kind of learned together and grew together. But it wasn't just the language aspect of things that Tony leaned on Go for that first season. It was a lot of those cultural elements that you're alluding to as well.
I'm talking to Aaron Fishman, a baseball gaijin chasing a dream to Japan and back. And it's published by Sports Publishing and Amazon.com. Aaron, let me ask you a question. Trevor Bauer pitched in Japan last year. Do you hear any stories? Because I don't see him having the same ethic as many of the players of Japanese baseball.
I didn't really hear anything about Trevor Bauer, to be honest. So I don't really have anything to add to that. But I know Trevor Bauer was a Dodger for a little bit, and for various reasons, he's not in the major leagues right now. But
I think he's pitching for the Mexico City Reds in the
yeah,
Mexican League now.
yes.
My
He's
understanding
getting
is
that
Trevor Bauer.
international view.
I don't know Trevor Bauer personally, and I know a lot of people have clashed with him over the years, but I know that Trevor Bauer, from what I've read, worked really hard on his pitches, and he's just always been such a student of the game. And he's actually from not too far from where I was
Yeah.
born and raised in the San Fernando Valley.
Hard high
But
school, right?
yeah. I believe it was a Hart. I
Hart or
think
Newhall?
so.
It might have
Yeah,
been
I
Valencia.
think it was I think Hart. I think Hart. But yeah, interesting story with him. And I just think it's so fascinating the different career trajectories of some of these players. You were alluding to it at the beginning of our discussion, Fred. Traditionally, an American or Gaijin baseball player who goes to Japan earlier years and decades ago would have been at the twilight of their career. Maybe like Andrew Jones and Kevin Youkilis did this recently. Gerardo Parra, Baby Shark did this. But now it's changing a little bit. We see with Robert Suarez, the San Diego Padres all-star closer. He went to Japan for a little bit and resurrected his career around the same time that Tony was just getting to Japan. Colby Lewis and Ryan Vogelsong, who both played in Japan for a couple seasons apiece, ended up appearing in World Series for the Rangers and Giants, San Francisco Giants, respectively. So that was kind of like the shift where it was changing a little bit. It wasn't if you're in Japan and you're an American or a Gaijin baseball player, you just have to set the world on fire to be noticed. Now you can just be pretty good, pretty solid, and you'll get more of an opportunity where the scouts aren't only looking at the Japanese players as far as bringing them back. So the game has changed a little bit, and Miles Mikolas is another example now. With the Cardinals, he got a big contract recently. And I think Tony was part of that early group of guys to kind of usher in that change.
In our last 90 seconds or so, he came back in 2016. Was he offered more money over here, or is that the reason he came back, or what was the reason?
You're talking about Tony Barnett, right?
Yeah, Tony, right.
So he could have made more money staying in Japan, but his lifelong dream was pitching in the major leagues. He was 32 years old at that point, so it was now or never then. And he had felt like he was starting to be ready a couple years earlier at 29 or 30. He had that dominant season as closer in 2012, but then he was beset by major injury in 2013 and 2014. So finally in 2015, after he led those, as I say, long-suffering Swallows to the Japan series, and that's him celebrating in the background there, in a newspaper, it got him the attention that he needed, and finally he had that chance with the Rangers at 32 years old.
How did you first hear about Tony Burnett? How does a writer, in your case, an author in this case, write a book like this? How did you get in touch?
Such a special coincidence. So I was in college as an undergraduate at UC Davis in Northern California, and I reached out to AA pitchers whose bios I knew nothing about, other than they logged a lot of innings, they had some good K to walk ratios, and he was the only person of a handful who I reached out to who responded and wanted to participate. And it started out just as transcript interviews where I sent him questions via Facebook message and he sent them back. Then he did a couple podcast interviews with us and then wrote a few blog entries. Then he went to Japan and blogged for us a little bit more. And his story just continually got more and more fascinating as we kept in touch over the years. So I've been in touch with him for a long time now, over 15 years, actually.
The book, A Baseball Gaijin, Sports Publishing, Amazon.com. Aaron Fishman, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to Laura and Artie after this break on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, I'd like to thank Aaron Fishman for appearing on Sports Overnight America. The book is a baseball gaijin, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Artie, you kicked for USC. Pete Carroll has come back to USC as a teacher.
Professor!
And as a coach. Are you surprised at all?
Is he going to teach a class on Kool-Aid and how to drink Kool-Aid?
In March, he's going to be teaching a class, and then somebody said...
If you were Lincoln Riley, would you be happy about that, honestly, Fred?
I'd be a little wary of that.
Yeah, me too. Because Pete looks like he's 50 years old.
Pete's, I think, 72, and they asked him about, is he still advising the Seahawks? He says, not a lot. So he wants to get back into coaching.
Well, he's getting that good Paul Allen's widow's money, and he still has a heck of a contract. So he may not be doing a whole lot, but he's collecting a whole lot. And his son is the offensive coordinator at the University of Washington, along with Bill Belichick's son. So between... But, you know, I feel kind of bad for the head coach, Jed Fish of Washington. He's going to have those two guys on the sidelines all around him.
Laura, what do you think of Pete Carroll coaching at USC or teaching at USC?
Yeah, that I think you said it. I mean, is he going to sneak in some coaching there? And I think it would be really hard for him to resist.
Especially with their defense.
Yeah. I don't, Pete Carroll. I mean, he's an interesting character.
I'm not sure.
He got out at the right time. Now he's coming back, he thinks, at the right time. All right, for Laura, for Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.